With almost 50 years of experience in chiropractic, Dr. Noel Lloyd has helped thousands of chiropractors replicate their success in their associates with the Win-Win Associate System. Using the systems and skills he teaches in this podcast, you can get the help you need, the freedom you desire, and the extra income you deserve for great chiropractic associates who are a treat to work with. If you want some great ideas, listen to this episode. And if you want to move even faster, go to knowlsbook.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Noel Lloyd for Five Star Management. And today we're going to do a special interview / case study with Dr. Stephen Jones from Louisville, Kentucky. Steve, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, Dr. Noel. Wonderful.
So I really appreciate you. I love chiropractic testimonies. I love to hear about patients that have made tremendous progress in their health. And I also love to hear about not only chiropractors who've done beautifully with five-star management, but the individual pieces of how those changes have happened. And I know you very, very well and love your story. And so that's what we're going to get into today. So first, I'd like to ask you, how long ago did you join Five Star Management?
A little over 5 years ago.
And 5 years ago, what were the practice challenges, the things that you ran into that made you seek some help? For instance, maybe patient volume, new patients, collections. What were the issues that challenged you back then?
At that time, it was wanting to grow and see more patients and make more money. And, we worked really hard, but we had plateaued at a certain level and hadn't made any progress for probably a year or better. Before I joined Five Star,
I remember you telling me, and it was several years ago, that you had literally kind of given up on mentally on your dream of having the practice of your dreams. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, I put a lot of effort initially when I was in practice for 10 years, and I got burned out, and I had stopped doing any marketing activities because I was frustrated, and I would say for the better part of a year, I hadn't done anything outside of the office, and my practice suffered over time, for sure.
And when you say suffered over time, how many patient visits a week were you doing back then before Five Star?
Well, I had gotten it up to one time between 120 and 150 visits a week, and when I stopped doing any marketing, it was down to 80 or 90 visits a week.
Okay. So now, marketing, burnout, frustration, we're looking for some help. You ended up probably at a five-star management seminar first. Was that your first exposure with us?
Well, I had seen you at Parker Seminars in Vegas probably in 2000 or 2001. Huh. And I saw the advertisement to come and come to one of the five-star seminars. I brought my only staff member at the time, and we went to Chicago and did that.
So that was the weekend you became a client, and so we started to go to work. What were some of the first things that we did, and what were some of the results that you got?
Well, we immediately started our marketing. I think that one of the first seminars we went to in Five Star was exactly about marketing events. So my front desk person and me at the time had started to find one day a week that we could go out together and find some activities to go do to market the office. And so at the time, I didn't have a lot of extra help, so I was the, you know, the chiropractor or the massage therapist or whatever else I needed at the event that yeah. day. And we started off that way.
So one of the things that you, I remember that you told me was that also what had happened is that you took some of the five-star procedures and it made it easier for you to see more people. So you started to get busier because you were doing some external marketing. And can you speak just a little bit to the streamlining of your practice?
Once we got, you know, started seeing 30, 40, 50 extra visits a week, it became pretty necessary that our operations in the office became smoother. So whether it be scripts at the front desk or in the office, we got the entire, we had a new therapy attendant, so we had to bring a therapy attendant on to handle some of the volume, and we wanted to make sure that everybody was on the same message and knew exactly, you know, where they were in the process of care, and that streamlining allowed us to move from 150 to 200 in pretty short order. So we had new patients coming in from some of our marketing activities, and we could handle them easily at that point because it was actually easier to see nearly 200 than it was to see 120.
Now, people tell me this all the time, and then I share this with groups that it's easier to see 200 than 100, and I know that that's true. Explain that just a little bit, because I think that that's so important.
Well, there became a point where, I don't want to get off topic, that there was a lot of extra things that we were doing that were redundant or needed or maybe even misleading and doing the opposite of what we were trying to accomplish when it came to bringing patients on in care. And when we started doing more of the things that mattered and less of the things that didn't matter, and making sure as an office we were moving people through the system in an effective way. When we were able to do that, patient visits became far more routine for the patient. Onboarding a new patient, if you would have put initially two or three new patients in a couple hours, it would have been really stressful. But because we got much better at onboarding a new patient, getting their new things done, we were able to do several times that many in a handful of hours, and it really wasn't any more difficult.
I love what you said, doing the things that mattered, doing more of the things that mattered, and doing less of the things that didn't matter. Okay. And it all started with marketing. Now, so you went from maybe a low of 80 or between 80 and 120 up to 180 to 200 plus patient visits a week. And then we brought out a brand new product that we offered called the New Patient Academy. And as I remember, you were one of the first to join that because you understood the power of getting new patients. So what type of challenges made you want to get into the New Patient Academy for yourself?
Well, I wanted to grow. I wanted to continue to grow, but obviously it was getting a little more difficult for me to leave the office and do a lot of the activities that we wanted to do. Right. So I was really limited with my staff. By the time we got to 200 visits a week, perhaps we could find one or two blocks of time through the week to go do some marketing, but our availability was limited, and you know, so it had to really work out almost perfectly. So we jumped on the chance the minute we heard that there was that new program, and It was going to take what we had learned and teach my team how to do those things that we were already doing without always having to have me there to actually do it.
Right. You know, that's the thing is you go out and you market and you get more new patients and the practice gets busier and then your time gets on a premium. And then you have to either start to cancel the events or the marketing squeezes the practice and the practice squeezes the marketing. So explain to some people who may not know what the New Patient Academy is, and it's a sister company to Five Star, what we did with you, what we did for you, and the impact or the result of what happened there.
Well, the New Patient Academy is really a big portion of the lifeblood of new patients that we currently do. Initially, we hired a community outreach associate. Okay?
That's right. Community outreach assistant.
I call her Carrie. and now it's Mary Lou. So community outreach associate. And that person... does the calls,
right.
Does the events, organizes the massage therapists, and they come to the NPA seminars to learn how to do all those things effectively. And that information that they pass down to the community outreach associates is, you know, strategies that have worked over time for five-star clients. So, you know, they have years and years and years of experience and even more now than when we started, and teach them how to get the events, set up the events, effectively sign up new clients at those events and maximize those new clients actually showing up to the office. And so when those new patients show up, they have a rapport with these wonderful people who represent my office already. They come in understanding exactly what's going to happen, and then that takes place. So we don't have very many problems either getting them here or moving them forward if they choose that they want chiropractic care.
Mm-hmm.
The results of that have been pretty substantial. I've had to hire a new associate a couple years ago, and our office has hovered in the 400 visits a week range, and we've sustained that since shortly after starting New Patient Academy.
I want to talk to you about that, but I'm curious, before you got an associate, what did your volume go to as a result of you not having to go out and do the marketing, but having somebody go represent you in the community and bring in the new patients? So as a chiropractor seeing between 80 and 120 patient visits a week, with Five Star, you went up to 200. You added the New Patient Academy. What was your any place from high average to best week before you got your associate?
Before we brought the associate in, and I should have brought an associate in before then, but for nearly 2 years by myself, I adjusted 300 to 325 people a week on regularly, and that was very, very standard for me. But that became taxing for me.
Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, that's a huge growth piece. That's literally over tripling your practice, or a true triple. And there had to be large adjustments inside your procedure, doing more of what really, really mattered, and doing a lot less of what didn't matter. I'm just kind of curious. I know that you needed help, but how did you do that streamlining process? Can you give me an example?
Well, we implemented some technology. We utilized Five Star's onboarding new day ones and day twos and regular adjustments and explaining treatment plans. And we've used some of those techniques to organize and make payments simpler for our clients. Hopefully I'm answering your question.
You're doing a beautiful job. These are the changes that you have to make in order to accommodate the growth.
We did all of those things, and I think that the new Patient Academy had, even with all of those things, with my ability, it had the ability to even exceed what I was capable of doing by myself.
Yes. Yeah. Now, so you're streamlining your practice. You went from 80 to 120 to 200, now 320, 300 to 320.
Right.
I'm imagining that started to show up in your income. This wasn't a deal where we just lowered prices and gave away the farm, was it?
Not at all. No,
okay.
Not at all. Anything, it's gone the opposite direction.
Okay, great. So you're busy and you need an associate, you need some help. Successful chiropractors, frequently their dirty little secret is they can't get away from the office because there's so many people that want you and need you. How did we help you with the associate process?
Oh, well, just about everything. I was guided through what to look for in associates, how to market for an associate. And then once I found a wonderful associate, we immediately put them in a training program. And that's a win-win associate program or
associate empowerment project.
Associate empowerment project. And they spent 8 weeks with you.
Right.
And did a number of projects and some assignments that they had to accomplish, including, you know, some of the same things they need to learn, whether it be setting up and marketing events. And so she was well prepared to understand that she could have a lot of fun being a chiropractor and make lots of money, but there were some responsibilities on her end and what it was going to take to, start seeing 100, 150 patients every single week. And she zoomed into profitability right away. The large portion of all the clients that she took were people that she had gone out and produced for the company herself. And then not only did the volume expand in the office, but not only did the company was allowed to profit, but Dr. Miranda was allowed to profit. And there's just a wonderful relationship all around.
Well, I've interviewed Miranda, Dr. Bungie. I've interviewed her, and she said that she came from to your office from a poor associateship. And that what she's experiencing now, is literally the associateship of her dreams. But let's go back to the start. Some of the doctors that might be watching our video would say, my experience with the associates is that I feel really kind of uncomfortable or difficult about the whole process and what I'm offering and the interview things. So let's go back to the selection process. Can you explain to me how we helped you with the selection process so that you can make sure that you can pick a good associate? Because there are good ones and bad ones, right?
Right, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's an important decision.
Sure.
There would be a myriad of bad options for you if you just, somebody just dropped some random person on your doorstep. So, there's a selection process. There's some personality traits that we would like to see in an incoming doctor.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see a a certain level of enthusiasm to learn and try and fail if you need to, but to ultimately, put themselves out in the public and understand and create for themselves.
Right.
That process starts with a lot of things that Five Star teaches me. And I don't know if I'm getting off topic, but,
Well, one of the things I want to focus on is you mentioned this. So many chiropractors, they hire an associate, and the associate comes in, and the chiropractor takes a look at his or her income, and if they're paying the associate $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000, whatever the arrangement is, that's what the clinic director's net income goes down by, and the associate virtually never produces their own new patients. But you said something, and I'd like you to speak to this, is that the way that we teach it and the way that you did it is that Dr. Bungie was out in the community producing her own new patients and building a practice and doing that right away. So could you explain maybe how the workings of the New Patient Academy and your associate, how that worked out?
Oh, well, yeah. One, they go real hand in hand together because sometimes I see bad relations. I was fortunate enough that my first associate was, I had a lot of help from Five Star and the associate program and New Patient Academy. So I didn't have a lot of the bad experiences that I keep hearing all these stories where, a chiropractor tells a new potential associate that they're going to give them a big percentage and they're going to pay them lots of money, but neither the new chiropractor or the old chiropractor really have any significant skills as it relates to producing any new patients or caring for new patients. And before we even hired an associate, like I said, I had belonged to the New Patient Academy. So I already had really great systems on how to create new chiropractic patients in our office. And I had good teams already. So my new chiropractor had some real great systems to plug into already. So they could learn how we call those businesses, how we organize them. And so those things really worked hand in hand together in the sense that a lot of the groundwork was already done through Five Star by the time we had brought in a new associate to just plug them right in so that they can win right away.
This is the wonderful thing about your journey, in my view, and that is to go from 80 to 120 visits to 200 to 320 visits. You not only need help, but that process that you went through of learning five-star templates and learning how to do a really, really good sharp day one, a sharp day two, how to handle the returning visits, the reevals, and all of that, so that when your associate shows up, she just drops into the system. We call it the associate operating system. And I remember taking Miranda through the Associate Empowerment Project, and week after week after week, she was getting 7 new patients or 8 new patients or 9 new patients. And she was growing from the start. Now, this is one of the things that doctors tell me. My associate cost me so much money. I can't afford the $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 a month that it costs me to have an associate. And then I don't have any confidence that they'll grow past that. How long was it before Miranda, producing her own new patients, doing her own treatment, collected more money than she cost you?
It was, for us, it was less than a month. Now, that's not always typical, but, I mean, we were in a profit system with Dr. Miranda in just a handful of weeks. And I want to say, just a few months into starting, Dr. Miranda had and there's a picture somewhere of her holding a sign.
Yes.
Where she had created 40 new patients by herself in just 1 month, and that was all brand new patients that came into the office and saw Dr. Miranda, and that was on top of what we were already doing, and she was able to do that. So the idea of it being expensive is, I mean, for us was, yeah, it was almost, yeah, if you have 40 new patients that come in a month and you're closing any of them at all, your associate's not costing you money at that
no.
point.
Yeah. Now, so here, in fact, I've got to tell this story. I remember it so clearly. We were at a Galaxy, and it was the month of November where she saw her 40 new patients, I remember. And you got a text from her that was a Friday afternoon, and she had closed down the office. Do you remember this story?
I do.
And so
I believe you tell
the story. If I tell it, so I think it's so cool what happened. There were two records, or even three records, were broken. And what were those records?
Well, I mean, I think obviously total new patients for the month for a new chiropractor, been a chiropractor for a couple months,
right?
Getting 40 new patients by herself was obviously out of control. You know, I mean, that's not normal. I think I had to explain to her that wasn't normal.
Yeah.
And there were some other records. I think there were some people who were getting texts from their associate, and I really wasn't expecting mine. I don't know why I didn't really, I knew that they were going to get back in touch with me and let me know what they had done, but she had also, I don't remember if it was 1 month or just maybe 2 months, we had gotten 111 regular chiropractic visits in just, I don't remember exactly. It was a month.
It was her 12th week in practice. Her total visits were 111, and of those 111, 20 were new. And you looked at a text on your phone, and then you looked at me, and you'll say, "I'll be darned." She closed out the week. She took care of my patients and her patients, and she set a volume record. And this is something we talk about at Galaxy all the time. Is actually our associates and our team setting records when we're gone, and she set an all-time high volume record. Now, granted, I'm sure you took care of a bunch of people before you left for our event, but I think it was symbolic, and it was real and actual. She closed out the week with the highest visits per week that Jones Chiropractic had ever done.
And this wasn't a seasoned associate. This was an associate who had been in my office for 10 or 12 weeks. You know, it wasn't an associate. I mean, she's been here for some time now. To get that kind of feedback from somebody who had only had a few months of practicing, able to adjust a volume of people and produce new people and help me with my patients when I left for a couple of days to go do a seminar, it was eye-opening.
So one of the things we did is we help you choose. One of the things that we did is that we help you train. And one of the things that happened is that a good person, you chose a good person, we trained that good person, we launched that good person. Some people might think that it's a case of finding the perfect associate, that you found the one in 1,000 or one in 10,000. She's great, and I'm crazy about her, but there's also a system that developed her. Can you think of, for instance, what are some of the training things that you do with Dr. Bungie or did with her when she first started that you might have done more frequently back then to get her prepared so she could perform like that?
Well, I mean, you know, the Associate Empowerment Project really took care of that in the short term when we got started. But we, you know, that doesn't last forever. So we need to make sure that we're engaged. And in addition to reporting to me on a weekly basis, part of that reporting might be not only she reports to me and we're talking 10 minutes on a Wednesday, she comes in and she tells me what she's done, and that might be total volume, you know, how many new patients has she had the previous week, how many events she scheduled for the office, and for you know, maybe there was two or three events that she scheduled that week. And the other thing that we've done periodically are some of the things that Five Star puts out, which are special interest group projects, which are a myriad of things that they can do to boost their skills and be more accountable and learn throughout the year instead of just at seminar time.
So now, between let's talk about her practice. We know that she covers you and helps you, and we'll talk about the freedom that you get as a result of that. Let's talk about her practice. She's generated from producing her own new patients. What's her busiest week to date?
Around 150.
And what's the most money?
Now, that's just her own people. She's seen more than that when I've been gone.
Right.
Her personal schedule, that's right. About where she's been at for a while.
And the most money that she has produced, collected money for the clinic in 1 month, would be how much?
$47,000.
And her income, I mean, if things progress for her the way that it should through the balance of the year, she's likely to make how much money this year?
$120,000, $130,000 this year. And this is her second year in practice.
That's absolutely marvelous. And, you know, one of my clients was telling me that he, too, had an associate that had a bad associateship initially and then came to work for him. And the associate said, this is so much more exciting. There's so much more success. There's so much more going on. What's Miranda's assessment of what's going on? Is she having fun? I know that she's helping a lot of people and she's making great money, but is she having fun as well?
Yeah, I don't think. She's talked to me about wanting to see even more people, and I'm on board with that for sure. You know,
right. But yes, I bet.
They have a great time. You know, the staff here, and it's because we can process those people. It's not stressful. I mean,
okay.
I started a practice where I didn't know what to do, and every event had so many question marks, and you know, maybe I would get lucky and get some new people out of it, but you know, that's stressful and unfun.
Right.
So what's much more fun is proven systems, teams that work. Skill sets that you know work, even if every single outside of event that we have isn't gangbusters, you know, we've been doing this for some time, so it's much more fun, I think, inside and outside the office when you're not stressing out about survival. You're thriving, and you know that putting effort into the current systems we have it's going to help you be successful week in and week out.
So let's talk about the next step. You've got two busy chiropractors now. You guys are doing 400 and change. And if I run the math on her practice and your practice, you guys are helping a lot of people. Do you look now to hire another associate?
Yes, I have for some time. I've got to put more effort into that. But yeah, bringing in another associate is goal number one right now.
I mean, when things are running this well and you have somebody who can cover for you and the money has increased by this much and you're helping more people and you're having more fun, you can kind of stall out just before you get your next associate. But, you know, I asked one young man, I said, hey, if one profitable associate who's helping you out and having a ton of fun and is a treat to see in the morning, why not two? So Now, let me. So I want to ask you, are you getting more time off? Now, I know that you're busy, and I know that you've got an excellent work ethic, but are you getting more time off than you did?
I am. I was able to go to a Galaxy seminar in Hawaii last February, and then I took nearly 9 or 10 days off. Probably 9 work days or a consecutive 9 days in addition to some of the other time off I would normally take. So that was more. I've reduced the numbers of people I see every week, and that's been that's been helpful. Sure. More to a level that is fun for me.
That's
I've been able to, when I do leave, I have some help, and I don't have to just shut down the office, declare everybody off for the week.
Right.
And which is a hassle for my staff too, because they have to take vacations when I take vacations, because I'm not here. And now I have somebody who's producing. I have teams that are producing new patients, servicing patients, helping adjust my current patients, and I get to be away, and the office isn't losing revenue while I'm gone. So that's been.
So let's talk about revenue for a minute. So I'm imagining that this practice is collecting a good amount of money. Is this $1 million practice?
It is $1 million practice.
That's absolutely wonderful. So let me just recap. At 80 to 120 patient visits, burned out, and I think that people burn out because they get to the point where they don't see their efforts paying them back. The emotional outlay is greater than the result or the return. Five Star helped you, first of all, get your marketing taken care of. And then you went on this great tear where you started to, you literally doubled your practice, where you started to streamline things. And I think you said it so well. Doing the more of the things that were important and much less of the things that weren't important. And then you jumped into the New Patient Academy. And the New Patient Academy took you from 200 patient visits a week up to 320. And that's literally an adding 200 patient visits a week to what you were doing. And at this point in time, even as efficient as you were, you knew that you needed some help. And so you, we helped you add an associate, and we helped you pick a really good one. Had a great launch. Now we're looking for another associate. The thing that I think marks your practice and your growth is that you have a clear vision for the future. Can you just give us a snapshot of what you see the next 3, 4, 5 years for Dr. Steve Jones, what type of growth you'd like to see, and how you feel about it?
Well, I definitely want to bring in a new associate initially and do the same and reproduce the same results and get them up to 100, 120, 150 adjustments every single week so that they can, make a great income and plug them into the same types of systems that we currently use, so it's even more fun. I think, and you told me this, Dr. Knoll, that sometimes training multiple chiropractors has its advantages over trying to do one at a time. So I think it would be wonderfully fun to not just bring in my second chiropractor, but go ahead and bring in my third one if I found a good candidate. I have some options as far as like expanding the current office I'm in, but one of these days we've gotten in the win-win associate program has helped me draw good agreements, good solid work agreements and contracts that we have with Dr. Miranda, and I can use that again and again and again. And you know, I look forward to it when one of these chiropractors is ready, if they want to have an opportunity to own a practice of their own, that that we help them build it and give them the real sensible options to purchase that company from us and take over an already successful business that they've helped build on their own. And I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to take the right candidate. Sometimes it's the right person at the right time, but I'm looking forward to expanding my associates so that, you know, that becomes something that it'd be really fulfilling for me to do for somebody.
I think that sounds great. And speaking of fulfilling, I was with you the weekend that you were working out the details on a dream come true. You and your wife were phoning and texting back and forth. Would you tell people what that dream come true was?
Well, yeah. I mean, we bought a house, and even a handful of years ago, if you would have asked me how nice of a house would you want to live in, you know, I would have picked something far less nice than the one that my wife and I just bought. We closed on it 2 days ago.
Oh, great!
And so it's you know, there's been a lot of financial things that we've been able to do since we've grown our practice into a $1 million practice. But there's something extra special about me and my wife having the opportunity to live in a dream neighborhood and a dream home, and it not being really even a burden on us financially, you know. So it's, this is all still kind of new to me. I mean, I've been, the last few years we've been real fortunate to be able to be successful, and for that to kind of culminate to this experience with this new house we bought a couple months ago, I just couldn't even imagine it a few years ago.
Well, I love hearing your story. I also love the way that you take the Five Star and the New Patient Academy stuff, and that you diligently apply. You've got an excellent work ethic, and then you've been rewarded. And then instead of having burnout, when you do the stuff that works and you do it with good work ethic, you get great results, and then that's exciting, and then you go on to the next. So, thank you so much for your time today, number one. Number two, I wish you all and every success going forward. And Dr. Jones, I'll just say so long, and I'll get to see you in our live training in about 3 or 4 weeks. So talk to you later.
Thank you.